Today is Wednesday, July 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Lottery Day. It's World Emoji Day. National Wrong Way Corrigan Day. I don't know what that means. National Peach Ice Cream Day. National Tattoo Day. And National Hot Dog Day. I'm not a huge fan of hot dogs. I'm not a fan of a lot of processed meats. Like, I'm not really a big fan of Spam. I'm not a fan of bologna or bologna, or however you want to say it. Bologna. I think that's a processed meat. But anyway, I'm not a fan of those. Deli meats, the processed ones, or the ones that are smoked or cured or, you know, whatever. Oh, shoot. Oh, what the hell? I'll be able to cut that out, but oh my gosh, I got a commercial on the webpage that I was on. You guys will probably hear it a little bit because it was very loud. So it probably got picked up by my microphone through my headphones, but I don't use that track, so you won't get it. All right. So anyway, we were talking about the trip and I said I was going to try to get through it this week. So yeah, we were on day one. Oh, our cruise director's name was Katie, and she had a kind of a catchphrase. She would say yes and yes. So she would ask a question like, "So, did you have a good day today on your excursions? Yes or yes?" It was kind of stupid. British, probably my age. Hard to tell, but probably my age. And yeah. So day three, well, the next day of our trip, it was day two. We had a sea day, and then we had our first day in Norway. And but actually, this is the sea day. So we just did a bunch of stuff around the ship. We did a brunch in the main dining room. I still love cruising. I love cruising, but I will say, now that I've done Royal so many times, and, you know, the first couple of times you're like, oh my God, it's amazing. There's, you know, whatever. And then you start kind of nitpicking things like service and whatever. And what I've realized is the dining room is the same food from the buffet pretty much, except a server brings it out to you. Other than that, and you have a limited menu, like in the buffet, you can get whatever you want. You can go get a little Italian and go get a little, you know, Chinese food. You can get a burger. You can get, you know, whatever dessert you want. In the restaurant, it's a limited menu and it changes every night. But the food, especially the breakfast and the brunches, is exactly the same eggs, bacon, whatever else, waffles, pancakes, whatever that you're going to get at the buffet. It's really very true about most the specialty restaurants. I would assume at least cook the food just for themselves. They don't share stuff. But I think the dining room and the buffets and the various like free options, I think they probably share, you know, they probably have one kitchen that all that food is prepared in, and it's pretty much the same thing. There was a tech demo of there's a special stage called Cafe. It's called 270. And they have all these screens that are on. They call them robots, but they're basically on these hydraulic arms that can be programmed, and they can move around and do different 3D. They can, you know, 3D different. They can dance around, you know, whatever. I guess you could call that a robot. But they also project. They have a huge window that looks out onto the ocean, but they can pull down shades and use those as a projection screen. And then the stage has all these lifts so they can bring performers up and down, and they have a cabaret show that they do in there. And they do other things in there. Bingo takes place in there, et cetera. So they a tech demo. Mark was not impressed. I always enjoy seeing like how the sausage is made, especially where tech is concerned. Then we just did kind of the competitions. I will say, this particular cruise, all the quizzes and competitions and stuff, first of all, their cruise staff was not as fun and lively as a lot of the other cruises we've been on. But also, man, these quizzes were hard. And I feel like if you want to have people enjoy your quizzes, you should make them kind of lowest common denominator so people feel like they're smart. Anyway, we had a chef's table that night. So a pretty relaxing day. We just kind of, you know, went around the ship, etc. We had a chef's table that night. The menu was exactly the same as the other three chef's tables on Royal Caribbean that I've done. And that's over the past like 4 years, 4 or 5 years. So they haven't changed that chef's table menu since the very first Royal Caribbean cruise that Mark and I went on, I don't know, 4 years ago or whatever, 5 years ago. The food was good. The alcohol, oh, by the end, we were all drunk. And we had a nice couple sitting across from us, a millennial couple. Gen Z, because one of them was 20, one of them was 21. A straight couple, and the guy was they were both very talkative, and we were, I don't know, something was said and about age, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm 45, you know, or whatever, you guys are super young, and they said, oh my God, like, we thought you were, like, in your early 30s, like, 32 or something. I felt so good. They could have been lying, I don't know, but I'm going to take the compliment. I have lost, like, 30 pounds recently, so, you know, I have a fairly youthful face. So yeah, that's what we did on that day. And then the next day, was our first stop, and it was in Bergen. And we did one thing to mention, we had jet lag and we kept waking up in the middle of the night because we had jet lag. And, so anyway, you know, something about that. We had breakfast in the Windjammer. And I noticed I just got a haircut recently and I changed the haircut a little bit. Just I had her shave on the side much shorter. And because that's a really popular right now to have the sides shaved really short and then have longer hair on the top. So I had her do that and I like it. It looks really good. I noticed a lot of young guys had the same haircut. So I was like, oh, score. I made a good decision about a haircut. Pretty much looks the same on the front as my hair always looks, but the side is shaved. There was a lady as we pulled into Bergen. There was a lady recording video to put on her Instagram or something, and she was playing the Titanic theme song out loud on her phone as she recorded. So I was thinking, you don't know how to add music to your videos. You have to record it at this. Anyway, we were all hearing the Titanic theme as we were pulling into Bergen, all of us in the Windjammer. And they had a very busy fish market. We walked around a little bit. It was drizzling. So the first day was kind of raining. It was kind of raining, but, the rest of the days, the weather was better. So we had a Segway tour, which was, and neither one of us had ever ridden a Segway. I kind of want to buy one now. I know I mentioned that already. But so the drama, because I know I called in about this, the drama was that we're on our way back. Well, first of all, there was a cute young gay, but he was a little extra, if you know what I mean. The tour guide was also attractive, but there the drama was there was a different Segway tour group than us, same company, but just a different tour guide because they had multiple groups that went out at the same time. And we were all on our way back, and this other group was in front of us, and we start going, or, you know, we see them stopped. And someone in their group had hit a pedestrian on their Segway. And I don't mean to laugh, but this lady who was hit was fine. She was a cruise passenger. But she was laying on the ground, acting like she was just so hurt. Now, maybe she was, but they were trying to lift her up. She was like not getting up and whatever. And she was, you know, and you know, these Norwegians or whatever, they don't sue each other like Americans do, but we were thinking, or like US citizens do. But anyway, so like, I don't know, it was just, it was awkward. And it was, I don't know that the lady ever threatened suit, but you could tell that the Norwegian tour guides were just like, why is this person making such a big deal out of this? So we went on, and they had to, one of the tour guides had to stay there with the lady. She was fine. Like, she got up, she was walking around, no bruises, no scars, nothing. Maybe it hurt. I didn't see the actual accident, but I feel like she was making too much about it. I don't know. We went back to the ship. Anyway, I want to segue now. We went back to the ship. We had hot tub time. Oh my God, it was so full in the hot tubs. We never have a unique idea. Anytime I want to do something, the entire rest of the ship also wants to do the same thing. And I kept thinking in my head, I was counting the members because there's a sign on the hot tub that says 18 is the maximum number of people. And every time somebody would get in, I would count and I would go to Mark, we're at 17. At one point, I think we were at 19. I was like, why aren't people looking at the rules? Follow the rules, people. Follow the freaking rules. Good grief. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, or you can text that number as well. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.